Amidst the pandemic, unlikely pairings have become the new normal. Between legalized to-go cocktails and quote-unquote business on the top, sweatpants on the bottom fashion, we've demonstrated our adaptability and creativity. And something tells me there's more quirky combinations to come. In the meantime, let's look at a pair that have always been joined at the hip: cross-border solutions and transfer pricing. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, our weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. Which European country is examining its tax treaty policy? How is the Chilean tax authority reacting to its latest legal loss? And why are Indian taxpayers breathing a sigh of relief? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Pandemic has been one big reevaluation exercise, from priorities to life goals to relationships. As for Ireland, it's reevaluating its tax treaty policy. Earlier this month, the Department of Finance opened the door to public consultation on the matter, so why are the Irish entertaining the idea of a complete policy overhaul? Simple. They recognize that changes and will continue to be on the tax horizon. Tax treaties are constantly widening in scope to include anti-abuse actions, which further solidifies the potential move to adapt to OECD recommendations. The consultation also considers how Ireland should conduct tax treaties with developing countries and if it should take a position on standard issues like source taxation. Public comments are accepted until May 7th. One multinational is sending the tax authority packing. Avery Dennison, a global manufacturer and distributor of packing materials, recently won its latest battle against the Chilean tax authorities. The case revolved around intercompany loan interest rates and distributor margins. The Chilean affiliate, Avery Dennison Chile, provided two loans to its Luxembourg affiliate, one in 2010 and another in 2011. The interest was priced at 0.79%. the 12-month LIBOR rate for both years. The tax authorities argued the rate was too low as LIBOR reflects a risk-free rate. As for the distributor margin issue, the tax authority claimed that Avery Dennison Chile SA's intercompany price of goods should have been lower, according to the transactional net margin method. Meanwhile, Avery Dennison argued that its prices were appropriate using the resale price method. The tax authority also disagreed with several of the selected comparable companies. Ultimately, the tax court decided in favor of the taxpayer. While it's a celebratory win for Avery Dennison, the case is a clear reminder to taxpayers. Keep your friends close and your supporting documentation closer. Good things come to those who wait and those who pay taxes in India. India's Central Board of Direct Taxes announced amendments to its transfer pricing guidance. And trust us when we say that taxpayers will be happy. The new requirements took effect on April 1st and apply to the master file and country by country report. The new guidance requires only one master file to be submitted by the designated entity on behalf of all constituent entities, and the designation form must identify the resident and non-resident constituent entities. As for the country-by-country report, the consolidated group revenue threshold for the financial year has been increased from 55 billion to 64 billion rupees, or 860 million U.S. dollars. And just like that, you're up to speed on the latest in transfer pricing. Why not make this, say, a weekly occurrence. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show, Transfer Pricing, along with our entire suite of tax podcasts available from Cross Border Solutions. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. We're all anxious to enjoy summer, world travel, and a fully vaccinated United States. As for the transfer pricing headlines, there's no need to wait. You know where to find them. We'll catch everybody next week.